This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome to the USA Radio Network. Raw and unfiltered, Wayne Allen Root is the official host of the program, and he will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am gifted with the opportunity to chat with you each and every Tuesday and Thursday for an entire hour. See the shining sea, all these great radio stations spanning the entire country. Wouldn't want to do it without you. Chris is pushing all the buttons down there in Dallas, Texas, and we thank him for doing all of that. Still not a word. Not boo. Do you hear from ABC or NBC, CBS, CNN, of course, MSNBC, about Hunter Biden and this just ugly tale that keeps getting worse and worse, from, again, secrets being exchanged with the Chinese government to sex with underage Chinese girls? It is a flat-out horror show. And the thought that major outlets are ignoring this, are complicit with this, is criminal. It really is. And the fact that Facebook and Twitter ban people and stifle people from sharing this is also criminal. We are being controlled by Big Brother. Facebook and Twitter are now Big Brother. They're deciding what you should see and what you shouldn't see. And we should be outraged by this. And if ever, folks in Washington could come together, this would be the time. Because, yes, it's happening to the Republicans now, but it very well could happen to the Democrats down the road. Once Big Brother has spoken or doesn't let you speak, well, things begin to get really tilted and really ugly. And if you don't have a voice out there, America, then you are in a lot of trouble. So we all know Hunter Biden is an absolute dirtbag, scumbag, drug addict. He hangs out with prostitutes. We don't know about what's on this hard drive. Could be a lot worse. But what about Daddy? What about Papa? What about Papa Biden? Let's take a look at Papa Biden. 1973. Biden enters politics. 74, Biden groping and sniffing children. It all begins back then. Through 1980, there's really not one accomplishment that he can actually point to. Actually, I can go to almost 1986, doesn't have any accomplishments. Of course, 1987, the plagiarizing years. In 1994, crime bill to incarcerate blacks, which for the longest time was what everyone in the black community would point to as the piece of legislation that held them down. Yet somehow, here we are all these years later, and it seemingly is easy for him to explain that away. But again, 47 years. In 2000, still no major accomplishments. In 2005, Joe Biden gives the eulogy of his buddy from the KKK, the Grand Wizard, Senator Byrd. He used to go to the senator's birthday parties. And I've mentioned this on the show a number of times. And what do you get a Grand Wizard for a birthday present? What? A sheet? A nice silk sheet? A couple of wooden sticks to burn? What would you get? I guess maybe a can of kerosene? What would you bring the Grand Wizard of the KKK for a birthday party present? Maybe that's what somebody in the media should ask Joe Biden instead of asking him what his favorite flavor of ice cream is. In 2012, Hunter Biden is a consultant for the CCP, $2.5 billion, 6 years he gets. 2013, Hunter Biden is a consultant for Burisma, $83,000 a month. Pretty good. 2014, Moscow mayor's wife, $3.5 million to Hunter Biden. You want me to continue? 2016, Joe bribes the Ukraine $1 billion. Of course, we all know that story because he chuckles about it. 2017, Joe ends his VP term, 8 years. No real accomplishments, wants to jump on the back of Barack Obama for the Affordable Care Act, which nobody seems to like. What has the man done? By the way, you can make the sneaky assumption that Biden, Joe, profited from his son's dealings. Maybe the son kicked Joe Biden a 50-50 split, and of course Joe Biden would kick a little bit up to the big boss, Barack Obama. This is not outrageous conversation. This is not outrageous thought. These are the kind of things that actually could happen and probably did happen. Now, after 47 years in office, 47 years, Joe Biden is going to fix your problems, going to fix everybody's problems, going to make everything right, going to turn the world around and make America a better place, a greater place, a fairer place, a freer place. By the way, you have to read the Biden-Sanders Manifesto. You have to read it. It's a must-read. Take time out. Find it online. Read it. Because in that document, which is maybe potentially the most damaging economic document of our lifetime, if it were to be implemented, there are so many different layers of socialism in that document. And you know what? Joe Biden, here's the sad part. Joe Biden isn't this much of a progressive. He's not. He's not this left of center. Joe Biden is actually a moderate. And because he's a moderate, because he didn't want to ruffle any feathers, because he wanted to line the pockets. So being a super lib and being, you know, a huge lefty, it didn't really bear itself out well profitability-wise. I mean, Joe lives in the biggest house in the most expensive neighborhood in the entire country. How does that happen on a $160,000 a year Senate salary? Well, it only happens because you steal money or you get in bed with Satan. That's how it happens. So in this manifesto, which you have to read, it is layered with, and these are things that apparently he now wants to try to accomplish if he becomes president. Now, these are all Bernie Sanders' ideas and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's ideas, not his. He's a moderate. But they are pulling the puppet strings and pulling them hard. So, yeah, Joe Biden will go to work for AOC and Bernie Sanders and Ilhan Omar and all of the crew that will control him from behind the scenes. That is going to happen. That will happen if he becomes president. A, he's not capable of running the show. We've talked about that a million times. But B, they're waiting in the wings. And this manifesto, ripe with racism, by the way. Literally the first couple of paragraphs, which are supposed to be about climate change and everything associated with green energy, somehow sort of wraps up racism in that. And of course, there's a police part of the manifesto, which also focuses on race relations and how horrible white people are and how horrible we have been to folks of color. No one is saying that this country hasn't had its ugly stain of racism. It has. It's been brutal. But we're talking 40, 50, 100, 200 years ago. Things get better every single day. Race relations in this country get better every single day. How can you have a black president, a black secretary of state, a black attorney general without having quelled to some extent the racial hostility in this country? You can't. You can't. So as far as Hunter Biden goes, let's go back to him for a second before I run out of time. So when you talk about this laptop computer, from what we know, because that's the big question mark with all of this. What do we know about this laptop? And how realistic is this story? I mean, what we know is that the computer was leased by Biden. It was returned for repairs. That's a red flag for me. Why would you return this computer with all this smut on it for a repair job? It seems unlikely. I mean, I'm not saying it's not happening, because I am in firm belief that this laptop exists, these hard drives exist. I just don't know about how it got to this computer repair guy's hands, how it got into his hands. I don't understand that. It was returned for repairs, and after 90 days, Hunter did not take the computer back. The computer guy looked at the content, found all this ugly information inside, got scared, and he contacted the FBI. The FBI investigated. They took the hard drive. The guy, I guess, made four copies of the hard drive to basically save his own skin, had somebody come looking for him. If he wound up dead, it was to be released. That was his out. How come the FBI haven't done anything? Why is the FBI sat on the sidelines? Is the FBI that corrupt now that it's going to sit on the sidelines and hold a story like this, hold a case like this? The FBI supposedly has the original. Again, he was afraid he was going to get killed, this computer guy. And the FBI has done nothing with this information. That's what we know about that. And we've seen pictures now be leaked. We know about some of the innuendo, some of the stories that have been bounced around out there about this. Some are just incredibly damaging. But I go back to how I started this segment. Why the hell haven't the major news networks carried this story? It is an absolute shame. It is a disgrace, as a matter of fact. So shame on the media. Shame on anyone associated with keeping this quiet. And if you are part of that crew and you're listening to me right now, shame on you. Because you swore when you started to become a journalist back in the day, wide-eyed, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, all of that, you were supposed to want truth. And it didn't matter what side of the aisle that truth was supposed to be on. But you now, you being the folks in the media, have you've chosen up sides. You don't care about the truth. You just care about getting a narrative out there. And whether it's CNN or ABC or NBC, there is a concerted effort consistently to twist these stories. And you guys do it. You guys do it brilliantly because, you know, for the longest time, nobody's heard about this story. And if Twitter or Facebook had their way, no one would hear about it. And that's sad. All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% and antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy, and I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month, and for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. So I got to take a little bit of a break from politics, just a little bit. You know what I need? So there's a new thing going on out there. You know, look, because here's the deal. Sometimes I'm stressed out, man. Right? I mean, doing what we do, you know, getting 1,000 emails a day, returning hundreds of Facebook messages, going on the air for 4 hours on my own morning show, and then an hour here twice a week, and hours here and there on other shows. I got a little bit of a heart attack happening right now, right? I mean, politics is nutso. It's crazy. We're just a couple of weeks away from the election of our lifetime. I know it's very serious, but I need to take a little leave break here. And here's what I need. So there is... I'm not even kidding about this. I actually want to do this. So, cow hugging has become the latest wellness trend. It actually originated in the Netherlands, and it's now becoming popular all over the world. So farms are now offering cow hugging for stressed out people. So you're stressed out. You go to the farm. I guess you pay a few bucks. You hug a cow. What could be better than that? I'm a big cow fan. I don't eat red meat. I almost don't eat any meat at all. I mean, I'm one of those. I know you're probably kind of poo-pooing me right now. You didn't know about that, right? You thought I was out there just, you know, breaking things next with my bare hands. You might think that, but no, I'm all about animals. I don't want to eat anything with a face. That's just me. And I could easily get into hugging a cow. And by the way, they say that hugging the cow is good for the cow. It makes them calm and relaxed. Although, I must say, if there is one animal species that would have a problem trusting human beings, I would think it would be the mighty cow. Because we really haven't been all that great to the mighty cow. So last week, we talked a little bit about bacon-scented masks. Remember how Hormel was, I guess, creating a mask? Everybody's got to wear a mask now. So the mask that they were making was, I don't know, made out of mask material, but it smelled like bacon. Well, if you don't like to eat bacon or you don't like bacon, now they've come up with one that smells like chicken. As if going around every day in your normal life, you didn't have enough problems with overeating. Now your mask that you have on is going to smell like food. French fries maybe next. I mean, if it tasted like a milkshake, that might be different. Maybe everybody would have one on then. All right, before I run out of time for this segment, just a quick football piece of info. Although I know we're all down on football, because I am too, down on this feigned social justice nonsense. And folks, not that it's nonsense. Social justice is important. I just don't think that there is this huge chasm of social justice that's going on out there. Nor do I think I have white privilege or anything like that. But in the NFL, they ranked the NFL's dirtiest and cleanest bathrooms, if you're interested in this. So if you're thinking about going to a game, I would say you might want to go to the Jacksonville Jaguars home stadium because that has the cleanest bathrooms. The Heinz Field folks in Pittsburgh keep theirs pretty clean. And Lucas Oil down there in Indianapolis, they do a good job scrubbing those toilets and making everybody feel as though they're going to the bathroom in the lap of luxury. Where do you not want to go? Well, FedEx Stadium, the Washington football team. Not good. Not good at all. MetLife Stadium, the Giants. I've been there. It's a dump. No. And San Francisco. I wouldn't want to do anything in a San Francisco bathroom ever. All right, I've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Democrats are not impressed with the Senate's stimulus bill. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the body will vote on a package to reauthorize the Paycheck Protection Program on Tuesday, but Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says the bill is leaving people behind.
This bill that he's putting on the floor again is not a bill about helping people. It's a bill about leaving people behind. Who does Mitch McConnell want to leave behind? He wants to leave behind every single person in this country who is worried about COVID-19. No help for our hospitals, not enough for tracing, not enough for testing, not enough for our doctors and nurses. Just leave them behind.
A new poll shows that a majority of Americans support Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation to the Supreme Court. The Gallup poll found that 51% of respondents were in favor of Barrett's ascension to the highest court in the land, with 46% opposed. A full vote on her confirmation will take place next Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply...
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. On USA Radio Network, flagship station, KBET 790 AM. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how obsessed I am with health. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked, restricted blood flow. 1 million bottles sold in Canada. This is their first foray into the American market on my show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. V-T-H-E, powermall.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee L.C. Wayne Allen Root. We'll be here at the top of the hour. One of my favorite guests to bring on when I get a chance to do these hour blasts here on Tuesdays and Thursdays is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, how are you today?
Well, I'm really well, Lee. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. We're doing okay. So, you know, I have to talk to you a little bit about this explosive story, which apparently 87.5% of the media doesn't want to touch right now with a 10-foot pole, but laptop, Hunter Biden, now we've got reports that there are underage Chinese girls on there. Sounds far-fetched. And now there's a report that maybe there's info on some Chinese biological weapon and the trail to the vice president. How much of this are we supposed to believe, and do you take it seriously?
Well, you know, first, let me say, I don't know any more about the validity of this than anybody else. But looking at it, you know, initially, it's actually my wife saw the story before I did, and she said, "Boy, you got to look into this because this just sounds weird. It sounds like a script from a really bad movie. What do you think?" So I started looking into it, and initially, it looked really like, a man walks into a computer shop with a guy who's actually legally blind and he can't tell who the guy was, but he said it was Hunter Biden, and leaves his computer, and then he looks at it later and finally turns it to the FBI. A lot of, far-fetchedness there. But then, we've seen reports that a former business associate of Biden says, "Hey, I got the same emails on my computer, or some of them, from these guys in Ukraine." There's been things coming out that make you think, well, geez, is this accurate or not? Like one thing, normally in the Washington, national political pantheon, when a story like this comes out, it's usually refuted immediately. Like, come on, guys, this is stupid. No, this is not true. That's not my laptop, or that's not my son's laptop. This one, we've got crickets from the Biden campaign, at least that I've seen. They're not denying it. They're not trying to refute it. They're not poo-pooing it. They're just not saying anything. Well, frankly, in national politics, when you're quiet about it, it kind of gives people the impression that, well, maybe there's something to this, and they're just trying to hope it'll go away. So I think hopefully people will look into it and make the determination, thumbs up, thumbs down, if it's real or not real. If it's real, it's some pretty damning stuff. Even before you get into the child porn and all the other stuff that seems to be coming out in the last 24 hours, I don't know. Not good news for old Hunter, who didn't have the greatest rep to start out with. But we'll see where it goes.
Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation joining us here on the USA Radio Network. So if the vice president's office is for sale, that's a big deal. And that's something that we can hammer Joe Biden about. But if his son's urges put his son in precarious positions and detrimental positions, you really can't blame Joe necessarily for that. But this is an ugly story. that's not getting any better. The more we uncover, the worse it becomes. How much of this blows back in Joe Biden's face? This could be the biggest story in the history of American politics.
It's, as I say, pretty darn damning, not just for Hunter, but for Joe, if for no other reason than he has vehemently denied knowing anything about his son's business dealings, about having ever met with any of his son's business partners, and this kind of says otherwise. So, you know, this is Joe's I didn't have sexual relations with that woman moment. Because it seems to have caught him in a blatant or series of blatant lies. And you're right, it smacks of exactly the alleged corruption that Nancy Pelosi impeached President Trump for, you know, accusing him of and going through the impeachment process for, times 10. Because that wasn't just something that you could take one way or the other. This is pretty much flat out. Hey, you know, give me this much money, I'll get you a meeting with my dad, and he may be able to help you out. And seemingly did help them out. So it'll be an interesting couple of days as we go through this. But to your intro to this section, yeah, nobody in the mainstream media is going near it with a 10-foot pole. And we even had social media, Facebook and Twitter, censoring people who tried to talk about it, which tells you something. You know, that's kind of flaky. Even if this was completely made up, for them to censor people who want to talk about it, what does that say about our First Amendment, and what does it say about their ability to be nonpartisan?
The bottom line here, Stephen, is that social media has become too powerful. Twitter, Facebook, you cannot control the distribution of information. You cannot do it. You have now started to really hamper free speech from a lot of folks. And you know what? Why wasn't the Jesse Smollett case banned to be shared on Facebook or Twitter? Why has that not been something that people are screaming and yelling about? And wasn't the president's tax returns hacked and thrown up there on Twitter as well? I mean, how come that's not considered breaking the rules of Twitter?
Yeah, and that is technically, you know, an illegal act. This guy, you know, had control of the laptop, you know, turned it over to people, and, you know, because the customer, whoever that might have been, never came back for it, you know, that's actually not an illegal act in my mind. You know, what they did with the president's tax returns was,
right.
But social media was perfectly fine with letting that go. So their, you know, their so-called efforts to stop this false news and everything, bottom line is, who the heck are they to say it's false news and to shut people down? And not just, you know, that's just some rum-dum talking about it. These were, you know, so-called blue check kind of commentators, people that are legitimate commentators on national level events, and they shut a lot of them down.
Right. Well, you know, what about the idea that the FBI had this thing for a year? How does that play into this?
It's given some of the other revelations of the FBI. I hate to say it, but it sounds kind of consistent. There's at least people within the FBI who are not playing fair, who are, you know, obviously have political agendas and are doing their duties driven by those agendas and making their decisions according to those agendas, not by, you know, any sort of consistent standard of investigatory practice. And that's, again, pretty damning for the FBI. You know, Director Wray has a lot to answer for. You know, he was given that job with the anticipation that he was going to be even-handed and fair about this. He's turned out to be a complete apologist, not for any political side, but for his own organization. He's like, I don't want any mud landing on the FBI, so I'm going to take whatever steps I can to seemingly cover up any of their mistakes, if you want to be charitable. And that's wrong. He shouldn't be doing that. He should be cleaning up his organization, not covering it up. This isn't a time for whitewash. It's a time for bleach. Let's clean the place, right. Not just paint it white again.
There's just a couple things about this, Stephen, that bother me. They don't sit well. It just doesn't seem like a realistic story. Although he was a drug addict, you never know what he's going to do. Why drop this computer off? But do you believe this thing is real?
Well, I think if this had been a planned, campaign move, it would have been done sooner.
Hmm.
I do think right now it could be too late. You know, anybody could stonewall this easily for another couple of weeks. And just sweep it under the rug later on. But I think this just came to light. I don't know how the Post got it. Did they get it from the FBI? Did they get it directly from the legally blind computer guy? I don't know. I don't read the Post, so I don't know.
Right.
But it would be interesting to see where it came from. Maybe the FBI is getting a little of its own, business where somebody inside decides, well, I'm going to do what I want to do, so I'm going to leak this information. It'll be interesting to see if that is the case, if they prosecute that person or if they treat him like they did Mr. Strzok. And just say, oh, well, he's doing his job.
Right.
I don't think so.
All right, Stephen. Listen, it's always a pleasure. The time goes very, very quickly when we have you on. We appreciate it. We got to run, though. Everybody, stick around. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer Ricky Revel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Special guest joining me right now. He's got a book out, Wicked Game, an insider's story on how Trump won, Mueller failed, and America lost. His name is Rick Gates. Rick, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Lee, thanks for having me on your show.
You were a heavyweight in the 2016 Trump campaign team.
Yeah, in 2016, I served as the deputy campaign manager and then deputy campaign chairman, and then went on to help run the president's inauguration.
All right, so and you didn't want to go for a second round in 2020?
Well, I had another incident where I was pulled into the Mueller probe as one of the targets.
Right.
So that has occupied my life for the last 3 years.
I know. And that cost you a lot of money to fight that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's to experience the full weight of the United States government, I don't wish that on any American.
How scary is that? I mean, I'm sure people out there just thinking about this, you know, having, like you just said, the entire United States government and the arsenal and the money coming after you all at once, and here you are, just one citizen trying to fight that off. I mean, at sleepless nights, I would have to think you probably didn't sleep for a year.
Many sleepless nights. And it's interesting because the original emphasis for the book was to show kind of what was going on behind the 2016 campaign, how Trump won. But when I went through the Mueller investigation, what I ended up doing is kind of overlaying the wicked part of the title with the justice system itself. Because looking at the justice system from the inside out is much different than the normal appearance that the American people have into it. And it is in many ways more diabolical than the political system.
So day in and day out, what's Trump like day in and day out?
I mean, he is exactly how you see him on TV, and I think this is one of the greatest strengths that he has. He is not a different person behind the scenes. He says whatever is on his mind. You've seen in a number of instances where he'll give a speech, and he'll say something that has nothing to do with the group at hand, but it's because it's on his mind. And he has always felt that the best way to communicate with the people is directly. So he doesn't have a lot of handlers. He doesn't have, you know, a lot of filters,
right,
as he likes to say, and, you know, between the rallies and his tweets, he feels those are the best two ways to communicate with the American people directly.
Is there anybody who has the power to pull him aside and say, yeah, I think what you just did was a mistake, or I think you just kind of blew that last one? Does anybody have, or did they have the guts to say that to him back then or even now?
You know, it's funny. One of the things you learn about, you know, President Trump is his instincts are absolutely unparalleled. And, you know, often in the case against all political advice, all legal advice, whatever it may be,
right,
he decided to go down his own road, his own path. And 99.9% of the time, he was right.
Yeah.
And so there were very few people that, you know, I would argue had any type of influence. There were certainly opportunities for him to take in opinion, which he often liked to do. He would kind of pool a group of people to kind of get a sense of where they might be on the issue. But at the end of the day, and I've said this consistently, he's one of the most decisive presidents we've had since Eisenhower. I mean, whether you agree with his policy decisions or not, that's totally different. But in terms of a guy actually making decisions, it's unquestionable. And I think that's why you've seen him do so many things for the country in these last 4 years.
Before we wrap this up, I want to get your opinion on some of these polls, but let's talk a little bit about Wicked Game. Give me a little background, you know, why you wrote it, what people can find when they pick it up and read it.
Absolutely. The whole goal with this was to show the American people kind of who Donald Trump was and how he operated. One thing that we learned through this political process is that, you know, Donald Trump struggled with the Republican establishment. They didn't want him in there. They didn't want him as a nominee. So nobody ever really gave him or, you know, the time of day or paid attention. And as we went through each stage of the presidential election contest, he continued to defy the odds. And so what I wanted to do is to stand back as a witness and observer and kind of let people see that for what it is. I don't put a lot of opinion or speculative comments. I want people to come up with their own conclusion. But I think one of the greatest disservices that, you know, happened during the 2016 campaign was that nobody really understood or got to know this guy. And now here we are running for re-election in 2020. And I wanted people to have that insight. And then along the way, obviously, the justice system was a whole another parallel side of that to the American people to see, because this could happen to anybody. This is not about being a Republican or Democrat.
Right.
This is how our government works, and we need to understand it so we can protect ourselves against it.
Does Trump have anybody that he actually confides in, like one person, two people that, you know, times get a little bit sticky, he actually always goes to that person?
You know, I think he has a group of people that he reaches out to depending on the particular issue. If there's one thing that, you know, you learn about the president, though, it's family is extremely important.
Right.
His greatest assets are the family, trust, and loyalty. And no greater evidence of that exists except within the family. So that's really the only framework that if push comes to shove, he relies on.
I do still look at the battleground states, Rick, and they still seem to be pretty close to getting, you know, near that margin of error. How do you see the battleground states? How do you see the whole picture? Do you think it's the same as 2016? Do you think there's a silent majority out there waiting to pounce and go vote?
Don't read the polls. There's still 20 days. It's still too close and too early to make any determination of who's going to win. Just looking at a snapshot, if you look at where President Trump is today versus 2016, he is actually better off in all the major battleground states that we've looked at.
Right.
You have so much, you know, similarities to 2016, and I think the Democrats are a little more wary of going out and kind of thinking that, you know, Joe Biden's going to claim victory. There's a lot of hesitation on the Democrats' part because they recognize what happened in 2016, and they are much more concerned about ensuring that doesn't happen again. But the reality is, as I put in the book, there is what we call the Trump factor. And those are the people that would basically be polled and say they're going to vote for somebody else. But when they got to the polling station, voted for Donald Trump. And there's a variety of reasons for that.
Right.
It doesn't really matter what the reason is. What matters is the importance of that number. That's a significant number of Americans that are going to go to the polling stations, and I believe it exists in 2020, and they're going to go vote for Trump even though they don't want people to know about it. And that's going to have a huge impact.
Rick, we're out of time. Thank you very much, everybody. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pharmacy.